John Phillips, John, J-O-H-N, Phillips, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S. Date of birth is June 17th, 1952. This is for date of service, 2-6-2023. Mr. Phillips is a 70-year-old male who is here today for initial consultation regarding his type 2 diabetes management. He was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes when he was around 30 years old. He also has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, chronic kidney disease, stage 3 to 4, BPH, COPD, peripheral venous insufficiency, obesity, erectile dysfunction, cellulitis, kidney stones, neuropathy, and a right BKA. The patient is also bound to a mobility chair due to a motor vehicle accident in 1977. For his diabetes, he is on a glipizide 10 milligrams in the morning and 2.5 milligrams in the evening, Levemir 80 units in the evening, and Ozempic 1 milligram once weekly. He also takes medical marijuana for his chronic pain. Regarding his meals, he has a coffee and a bagel or a muffin in the morning, and then lunch and dinner he usually grazes throughout the day. The patient states that he failed metformin due to renal issues. Plan number one, for his type 2 diabetes, at this point my recommendation, based on his current hemoglobin A1C is 8.1%, I would recommend increasing the Ozempic to 2 milligrams once weekly, and I will change the Levemir to Traceba, 80 units once daily, and glipizide increase to 10 milligrams twice daily. Next number, the patient also has a history of a multinodular goiter, and he states that he had a biopsy of his thyroid at Advent Health. We will need to get the results of this during his follow-up visit. Next number, I will check the patient's labs in 1 month regarding a hemoglobin A1C and fasting comprehensive metabolic panel. Next number, for his hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number, for his hyperlipidemia, we will get a current lipid panel. Next number, I will also get a thyroid function panel, including a TSH, free T4, and free T3 level. Thank you for allowing me to participate in his management.